Ladies and gentlemen, this is VNN News Live. We're here at the same location where a strange alien spacecraft landed just mere months ago. Now it appears that they have returned, and we are here live on location to see what this could be about. Let's check it out. Let's go live to the mics.
Hello once again, humans of Earth. As you all know, it is Pride Month, and thus we have returned.
So they came back for Pride Month?
We have returned to rescue the rest of the queer of sexuals.
Oh, that's why.
That we could not fit on the ship before.
Oh, so it's gay people.
You Earthlings seemingly have outlived your life expectancy on this planet, and for that, we are proud.
Sorry, you're picking up the gay guys.
For you must be who you are for your pride.
I guess so.
Now, I will begin naming names.
Oh, you got the list.
If you hear your name, approach the ship and accept salvation and also your sexuality.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah.
The rapper BDG, get on the ship, also known as Garbage. Get on the ship.
I knew that nigga was going.
Meek Mill, get on the ship.
Oh, yeah. Bro, ship.
Jose Canseco.
Oh, yeah.
I believe we said your name last time, but you were not in attendance.
Yeah, he got CTE.
Must
probably
have been in a K-hole.
Yeah.
Tyrese Halliburton.
Yeah, he definitely going.
No one is going to miss you because no one cares about anything that happens in Indiana.
That's facts. Yeah, no,
Jenna Ortega, you're not fooling anyone, honey. Get on the ship.
Oh, damn. Yeah, now she do. She got short chair.
Another name that did not show up last time. The kid, Joel the Kid Mero Martinez.
Yo, nigga call me?
Get on the ship.
Why you call me? Yo, hold on.
Woody Harrelson.
Yo, hold, excuse me. You said Jenna Ortega.
Yes,
and then
that's
you
right.
said something I didn't hear correct, and then you said Woody Harrelson.
Right. I said the kid. It's you.
That's me.
That's you again.
I'm the Kid Mero.
Yes, get on the ship. It's Pride Month. Get on the ship.
But the ship is for gay people.
The gay people and their entire family. What about this is so hard?
I'm not gay. So I
we
feel like
we have other names to get to. Mr. Yeah. The, please get on the ship.
You're being difficult, bro. Just get
but
on the
I'm not,
ship.
The ship is for gay people. This is crazy because let me tell you something.
Maybe he knows something you don't. Have you ever thought of fucking about that?
No.
We have a record of you smooching the homies at DeWitt Clinton High School. Lunchroom.
They got the camera.
Get on the ship.
That's crazy.
Just get on the ship.
Listen.
Everyone knows. Women can experiment. Men cannot belt without it being gay.
Wow.
Get on the fucking ship, bro.
Yo, I got my BBs on. Yo, listen, this is crazy because, you did this last time. You forced me into a corner.
We are running out of time. Moving on.
Come on, man.
Goldberg, get up.
Yo, Whoopi, you gotta go. You gotta go. Go ahead, hold the line up. I'm gonna try to figure this shit out. I gotta go to the fucking DMV. I don't know.
Oprah and Gayle.
Yeah.
Enough is enough.
It's about time.
Get on the ship. Marleek, get on the ship. What the hell were those bars?
What the hell?
What the hell? Little Boosie Badass, get on the ship. You know more about gay people than the entire Globulon library of Glazepenstein.
Oh,
man. Yo, listen.
It's like a 6-minute skit, bro.
Glob, I'm going to get on the ship, bro. But I just got, you got to tell people on the, when I get on there, tell people on the announcement, be like, yo, Meryl's the only person on here that's not gay.
I will tell them.
Okay, thank you. I'm going to get on the ship. I'm not sitting in that chair.
Excellent. Everyone is on the ship now. We will be back, and we have to listen to our favorite podcast in the world, the most illustrious art ever, Victory Light.
Victory Light, I can't sit in that chair. That chair got a thing sticking up. I can't sit in that.
A Victory Light. A victory light.
Hey. Yo, what's up?
What's
up? It's about that time.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? This is victory, like, you cowards. You know what I'm saying? We are back. We have returns. You know what I'm saying? We gave you a Memorial Day off.
No. Hold on. We need more energy than that. It's victory, like, bitch. What are we doing?
What are we talking about? You know what it was? I told y'all, Mike, it's Memorial Day weekend. So, you know.
You still half drunk?
Still, you know what I'm saying? Still feeling it a little bit. Still reeling.
Mm-hmm.
I'm 40, bro. I keep trying to tell y'all. That's why that jar's there. I'm washed. I can't shotgun two White Claws, bro, and survive.
Do you think Muhammad would be pleased with your decision?
Listen.
To do that? As an Asiatic black man, do you think?
Brother, I was surrounded by the Yacoubians.
Oh.
You know?
That'll do it.
When in Rome.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
That'll do it.
You know what I'm saying? Yo, listen, all the white people? Like, when I say that, I mean, like, my age, like 40-something, mm-hmm. You know, white people, bro, they love, like, doing weird shit with alcohol. That's their favorite shit. Mm-hmm. Like, niggas won't just open up a beer and, like, man, I'm gonna drink this beer. Nah, bro, I'm gonna stab the shit with a key.
Yep.
Open. I did that shit, like, 4 times, bro. I was like, see, this is why we don't do this.
Mm-hmm.
This is why we don't do this, because now I want to fight.
It's the closest they get to being.
And this
able-
is a Little League game.
Yeah.
That we're at.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, so you looking for anything to set you off?
Yo, like, what kind of strike zone is that?
Yeah.
You fucking bitch.
Yeah, like, bro, you talking to a 22. Fucking 6-year old. Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Like, yo,
that?
You fat fuck.
I'm like, yo.
Yo, you look like the Rizzler, you little fat shit.
Oh my God.
Yo.
I was at your crib last night, gobbing your mama's ghoul.
That's right.
Fuck out of here.
Fucking Vivalizzo. Yo. No, look, I'm just reading the names on the back of the jersey. Like, fuck you, Pizzioli. Eat a dick.
Yeah.
Yo, I bet your mom's is racist. I know your mom's is racist. Yo, nigga, she's on the PTA.
That's the only thing. Bro, an Italian Little League jersey is the only thing with more syllables on it than a hockey jersey, bro.
Yo, mm-hmm. It's a fact, bro.
Yo.
That shit is like Grabanizzi Palinizzi. Yeah, I'm like, God damn, nigga.
That shit is Castiglionopolis.
Yo, whoa. This thing is Italian and Greek.
Greek, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yo, little nigga's been dumbass names. Like, here comes a step into the plate. Michael Polenta. I'm like, what the fuck, nigga? That's food. That's what you need. That's
like
a food
that
item.
Michael Polenta. That sounds pretty cool.
Michael Polenta.
Yeah.
Is Polenta just European grits? Am I bugging?
Yes. Kinda, yeah.
Yes.
That's hey. Like it's just Balkan grits.
That's yeah, there exactly we go. Fine.
What it is?
Oh, I knew something.
Everything reminds
niggas
me.
Niggas be trying to tell me I'm dumb, yo.
Yeah, you do know some stuff.
Thank you.
You know, like, basketball stuff. You're really good at that.
Thank you.
Yeah, you know, dad stuff, too.
Thank you.
You know, drug stuff.
I do.
Come on, bro. Yeah.
You
fucking...
Some
you
stuff,
yeah.
Man. You didn't have to do the basketball thing up top, though. You didn't have to
what
do
you
that.
Mean?
You didn't have to do that.
What do you mean?
You know what the fuck I'm talking about.
You don't... I don't understand.
Wait, what happened? Oh, Liz, this is a pretty... Actually, oh, yeah.
Wait, what happened?
Y'all gonna just oh yo, what happened?
Wait, no, this is
oh yo, Meryl, what happened?
It's a pretty sensitive time.
Yo, Meryl,
oh, my
yo,
bad.
Meryl,
I,
yo,
you know
yo,
what?
Next time,
I just
Meryl.
I forgot.
Oh,
I forgot.
I forgot.
I didn't know, bro. I didn't know. I walked outside. I didn't see the blue and orange on the fucking New York City building, and I was like, yo, damn, they took a fucking L. Let me call this bitch and see if he's okay.
Yo, tú eres mala, yo.
Yo, es verdad.
Tú eres mala,
y mira
yo.
Que puedo ser peor.
Ay, pues, tú no me tienes que tratar así, coño. Yo te trato bien a ti. Yo soy cariñoso contigo, yo.
No, coño, es bueno que te pase. Es bueno que te pase.
Yo, I am in shambles. I'm about to cry because I just it hasn't set in.
Yeah.
Yo, we got a Dominican basketball player. We had a very good point guard that was built like, you know what I'm saying, a very strong, like Puerto Rican stud from like Vice Ave. You know what I'm saying? With the braids.
Oh my God.
Like, take your bitch. You know what I'm saying? After your girl, after Shorty get ran through, that's like they end up together. They in a beautiful relationship. We had him as the lead guard, bro. Hero. We got Carl Delomio, personal Carl Anthony Towns, bro. We had a squad. We beat Boston. Mm. That was like my championship was like, yo, fuck Boston, bro. We beat these fucking lame ass niggas. Then we lose to fucking Indiana, bro. Indiana. Tell me a city in Indiana.
Can't fucking say yo, bro.
Exactly, bro.
I can't name a single one.
Nobody can, bro.
Yo, I mean, like, yo, Meryl's morphing into Joaquin Noah. You ever been to Indiana?
Yo.
Is that somewhere you
want to
like,
go?
You want
to
go?
I've never heard. Rainey said, remember very early on in Victory Life, Rainey was like, yo, I'm going to go to Japan. I'm mad hype. Yo, this is going to be fun.
Yeah.
Woo, woo, woo. Imagine him saying that, but replace Tokyo with Japan with fucking Pittsburgh.
Damn.
Listen, Ohio.
Indiana.
Ohio is fun. That's all I'm going to say.
Ohio, yeah. Ohio's fun. Yeah, Ohio's fun. I wonder why. This guy's in a fucking white box studio with his fucking cock out doing content.
Oh, my God.
Enjoying life. Yeah, God damn it, yeah, bro.
But don't worry, man. You'll get him next year, right?
Yeah.
That's yeah. How. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Bro, but this is
that
why.
That's the lie I was telling my Little League team after they got smoked in the playoffs last night, bro.
Oh, man.
Like, yo, we get him next year, guys.
This
We've
is
seen
the,
a lot of improvement.
Oh, my God. This is the price you pay for being a Knicks fan. That's why, like, Yankee fans are such assholes. Man. Because you got it. We gotta have something.
Mm-hmm.
And by we, I mean New York City. I'm not a Yankee fan. I'm a good person.
God damn.
He said I'm not an Italian cop.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
I don't know shit about the Yankees, but I remember my dad always going against them because he said no, ellos son racistas contra los dominicanos.
Yeah.
He
yeah,
said
yo,
that they were racist against the Dominicans. And I don't know if it's true, but I'm gonna listen to my dad.
I heard things, you know what I'm saying? But the it's the fan base, bro. It's the fan base. Because yeah. The fan base consists
like
of
Nicki
a
Minaj.
Lot of yeah. It's like it's a toxic fan base. It's everybody in Staten Island. Like when you go to the DMV in Staten Island and you put your address at Staten Island, you gotta put like organ donor Yankee fan.
Okay.
Like you gotta, and that's the majority of fan base. So it's a lot of dickhead niggas. You know what I'm saying? Like it's a lot of assholes. Like in the World Series, that whole shit that happened with Mookie Betts where he went up to go catch a ball and the two white boys grabbed his glove and they were like,
oh,
fuck
I
out
saw
of
that,
here,
yeah.
bro. Fuck out. That's the fan base in a nutshell.
Damn.
So that's why, like Rainey says, like everybody's like, yo, fuck the Yankees, bro. Fuck the, but what about me, bro?
Yo.
I'm not like that, bro. I don't be saying racism you, slurs.
You know why?
Racism slurs.
I don't be showing feet.
Yo, I don't be saying racial slurs at the cinema movies.
I don't do no yeah. isms, bro. I'm just here to play ball.
Nah, but that's the price you pay. Like, it's gotta have a balance, bro. Like the Knicks, man. Fuck, like,
yo, listen,
it's hard being a Knicks fan.
Between the Knicks and Memorial Day, bro, I was doing too much.
Yo,
I got too lit.
I'm surprised you ain't take your own life.
I was just playing the Logic shit over and over again.
Yo,
I don't want to be alive. I just want to die today. Every time they fucking pan over to Jalen Brunson looking mad high
oh
and flushed,
God.
Yeah,
swaying on the bench like,
yo, by the way,
looking like a sad.
Yo.
Like a sad stud.
As an aside, bro. Speaking of Logic, bro, he got on stream recently saying that the reason he hasn't killed himself is because he's known as the 1-800 guy. And
yo,
that, and they
stop
would turn,
it.
And they would turn him into a meme.
He did say that.
Yo.
That's
he said, I'm not going to kill myself to spite y'all?
Yeah, yeah. He said, I'm not, because y'all gonna joke about me when I'm gone. Like,
yeah.
Yo,
yeah.
I mean, he's
you know,
not lying.
Right, you know what? If that's what's going to keep you here, bro, all right.
Yeah.
We'll take it.
You a father. You got to be here for, that's crazy, though, that's
Logic.
The reason. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, Logic got to take care of reason. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So, yo, it's Logic, like, reason, and free will.
Yeah.
Family is a nuclear family.
It's crazy that wasn't the reason that he's not gonna kill himself. Yo, he said he did not say I got people that depend on me.
Nah.
He didn't say I need to be there. I gotta be show up as a father.
Bro.
He said I don't want to be a meme.
Is crazy work, bro.
Holy shit!
With like the acne, just be like, yeah, like with the fucking song playing in the back. Like,
I mean, I get it, bro. Yeah, I seen the dude who was jerking off in the drive-thru.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I saw what he became once he passed.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's like that's a millennial fear, bro.
Yeah.
It's like you dying, and so it's like now you're a fucking joke.
Yo, that's crazy. That they should make a new this is like a sidebar, but they should make a Final Destination for like millennials where you just die in like the most cringe way possible and you become a meme.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not like, yo, the elevator shaft and I got crushed. It was just like, yo, like, I was doing my NPC shit on TikTok and I got hit by the 12 bus. Like,
or like, yo, I gooned too long and came backwards and it fucking skyrocketed. happening.
Showing up my brain.
Showing up my brain stem. Yeah. And shot out of the top of my head like a volcano.
See?
Like a cum-cano. Just...
They got a blowhole thing. It's mad brain matter. Like,
yep. The evidence photos is just you like this.
Bruh. It's fucking Morgan Freeman and Brad Pitt walking. They're like, you see.
Hey, yo.
He's the gooner. Yeah.
So fucked up. This,
ended up gooning too long, this one. It's unfortunate.
Man. This is sick, dude.
Brad Pitt at the scene of the crime eating a bagel for some reason.
It's just sick, bro.
Yeah.
This is sick, dude. This guy's gooning?
Yeah, yeah.
Why would you do that?
Why would anybody do something like that?
It doesn't make sense, man. Well, it makes plenty of sense.
Sick world we live in.
He's just watching this nigga with a hole in his head full of cum.
Yeah.
That's nasty, bro. Looking like a Boston cream donut.
Fucked up.
Yeah.
Y'all imaginations are actually, well, you specifically, you're sick.
Yes.
Why would you come back into yourself and then the load shoots through your scalp? That's some sick shit, bro.
If it don't come out, like, it don't break the skin, you just got a big ass knot on the top of your head.
Yeah.
Just trying to get out. Yo. Holy shit, bro.
Yeah. They do the autopsy and they go, oh Jesus.
Oh, shit. God damn. Dr. Pimple Popper's like, ugh. Yeah. Oh.
Yeah. Nah, she on there looking like Maya.
Yeah.
Yo, I think about that clip.
Yo, the way she reacted though. You see that clip of Maya?
Uh-uh.
She was squeezing something, and that shit just said, like, and it just went like, you know, money shot. And she was just like,
she was like, ooh.
yeah, bro. She did like the auntie level.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
Damn, you got some freak whores.
We got some freaky whores. Listen, man. So, like I said, Memorial Day niggas did too much. Knicks lost. I lost my mind, you know, but we here now, you know, and it's a beautiful day. But I feel like thematically, everybody's doing too much. You know what I'm saying? In various different ways. Like you was talking about this fucking guy in Turkey. Not Eric Adams getting hair.
Nah, they don't let him. They don't let him. He don't deserve it.
Yeah.
He's the only one who gets denied.
So this dude in Turkey got so lit?
Yeah, there was a dude in Turkey who got so fucked up. He went missing and his family and friends sent out a fucking search party to find him. This bitch woke up still drunk and started looking for himself.
Yo, bro, hold on.
Oh, man.
Yo, he woke up to motherfuckers looking for somebody. He was like, oh, shit. Let me help.
Yeah. Yo, who y'all looking for?
And then somebody yelled out to him and he was like, yo.
That's crazy.
And he was like, yo, what's up? Like, what you calling? He was like, motherfucker, you the one we looking for. You the one we looking for.
That shit reminded me of the Tracy Morgan joke. He's like, yo, crackhead, steal some shit from you that help you try to help me find it.
Yeah.
He's like, nigga, don't insult my intelligence.
Oh my God.
You know you did this shit.
A victory light. A victory light.
What's the dumbest shit you've ever done while drunk?
Oh, bro. So like I've said before, like I'd be wanting to fly close to the sun just to see what it feels like, because I haven't had that experience since like high school of being like, yo, I'm flying, right? Whoa, what is going on? Especially over alcohol. Like I've been drinking, I'm drinking every time I say, I've been drinking for so long that I haven't drunk in a long time. Like I'm mostly a smoker, but when I was drinking, boy. We was not drinking nothing that came in a glass bottle. I'll tell you that. You know what I'm saying? The titles of the liquors that we was drinking usually was like multiple words, like Wild Irish Rose. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, Sad Depression Whiskey.
Wow. Mero
was on the block drinking Crazy Stallion.
Bro. Yo, Crazy Stallion.
He was on the block drinking drinking Crackhead Arizona.
Yo,
bro.
You got me.
Yo, he was playing Green Apple E&J inside the Crazy Apple. Stallion. That's what happened. I cracked the code. Speaking of drinking, I cracked the code to Original Formula 4 Loco. That's all it was.
Right.
That's all
there
it was.
There we go.
It was a Red Bull, a Crazy Stallion, and some E&J, bro.
Yo.
Yep.
Nasty work.
Bro, what's the difference between E&J and rubbing alcohol?
Chernobyl.
Yes.
That's it.
Wow. That's it. Yeah. Just the level of, like, the level of, on the Geiger counter.
Yeah.
Like, if you get next to it with a...
It'll go...
please return to the mission area.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, yeah.
I think the dumbest shit I ever did while drunk is one time I was in a club and I didn't like the song that was playing, so I went on my phone to change it. by the fucking third time I clicked next, I'm like, yo, I'm pissed off, and I'm like,
what the fuck?
I look up, I'm like, yo, nah, I gotta get the fuck out of here, bro. I gotta go home, bro. I gotta get out of here, bro.
Yeah, I think the dumbest shit I ever did was probably I was really fucked up in the crib, and I didn't want, it was mad late and I was tired, but I didn't want alcohol to be the last thing I consumed before bed.
Brother.
So I made myself some tea, you know, like some non-caffeinated little.
When you said I don't want drinking to be the last thing I do, I was like, just think about the smoke crack.
Oh my God.
Why is that where your mind? I thought he was going to make himself a snack. I said,
No. I'm like, I didn't want alcohol to be the last thing. So I took off my belt and I
so Jesus helped me shoot up.
But I made myself some tea, right? Like just to have something else. And I grabbed the wrong honey.
Oh
no. Yeah.
Not the honey bag, bro.
I grabbed the wrong honey. Cause you know what I like to do? I feel like when you use the bottle of honey, you get that fucking trail off.
Yeah.
And it makes the bottle sticky.
It's disgusting.
So I'll be getting the honey like packets from the chicken spot. So I can use it and throw it away.
You're one of those guys?
Yeah. One of those. I have a Ziploc bag full of sauces, bro.
Smart.
So, but it wasn't in my fridge. So, like, I go in the cabinet and the honey, the freak bull honey was right next to the regular honey. And I was like, oh, shit, man. I feel like shit, bro. Yeah. So, I grab it. I open it, bro. Why I woke up 5:30 in the morning, I couldn't pee.
Yeah,
I couldn't pee.
Niggas doing the Jim Carrey shit to beat myself in our age. He's just like, yo, why am I peeing like I was up all night having sex?
Yeah. Nah, bro. I was so, yo, never mind.
Does it hurt?
Well, yeah.
Yo, you know what? So for ladies, crazy. So that was a good question, Liz, because I feel like there's a lot of like situations where women experience like levels of pain, and y'all try to tell us like, yo, this is what it would feel like. Like punch yourself in the dick, do this, light your eye on fire. So if you want to know what that feels like, if you grab your wrist and you squeeze it as hard as you can, and then you just start pumping your fist like that, so that it just gets, like, you see the veins coming out of my hand? That's what it feels like, bro. It's when you overinflate a balloon and the shit is about to pop.
Oh, no. Yeah.
That's what it feels like.
I was already asleep by the time that I was bricked up. So I don't know if the erection lasted more than 4 hours. I have no idea.
He just knows that he couldn't roll over.
I just knew if... It felt like I was pole vaulting in my. I had a dream I was at the Olympics.
Yeah.
I, I had a dream I was at the Olympics, bro. Pole vaulting.
Doing the break dance.
Anytime I rolled over. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You could do turtles on his dick.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
I had a dream I was a dreidel.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Yo.
Yeah, so that's probably the silliest shit that's ever happened to me.
I've done so much dumb shit, bro. I remember. One time, I just got lost. Like, it was just a bunch of motherfuckers. This was like OJ days. This was like pre-Uber. Like, yo, call fucking People's Choice, bro. Call Mama Dude. Yo, he'll let us smoke weed in the car. We all jump in a fucking expedition and shit. This was like one of the many times we did this. And we just drinking on the way down to the city to like cause mischief. Bro, I drank so much in the car that when we got out, I just started walking, and my brother was with me. Shout to Tito. That nigga, I just kept hearing, like, you know when you hear somebody's voice getting further and further away?
Yeah.
I just kept hearing, yo, where you going? Where you going? Yo, where you going? I'm just walking in a straight line, bro. And then, like, I come to my senses. I sit down on some steps, and then I just start hitting motherfuckers on the chirp, like,
yo, where y'all at?
They're like,
yo, we over here.
I'm like,
yo, I don't know where that is.
They're like,
yo, just fucking, just walk 2 blocks and make a left.
I'm like,
y'all gotta come get me.
Oh no.
Bro, I said it's like, y'all gotta come get me. Like on the verge of tears, bro. Yeah. I was like, I wanna get that drunk again. I've never been that drunk. Mm-hmm. And then another time I was in a car with an ex shorty of mine, and I was like, yo, I wanna go. I was like, yo, I've never been to Denny's before. I never been to Denny's before. I wanna go to Denny's. Take me to Denny's. And she was like, nah, you fucked up, bro. You wild fucked up. Like, I'm just taking you back to the spot. You going home. Take me to fucking Denny's, nigga. Take me to Denny's right now. Bro, I started fighting the dashboard. I started fucking punching the dashboard, man. Honey. I won't go to Denny's. Take me to Denny's, bro. I do not remember that.
Now Denny's. You throwing a whole tantrum.
A tantrum, bro. And then go. And then
I know. I just know she caught the egg, bro.
Immediately.
I just know. She was like, you doing this, bitch, over some fucking cheese eggs.
Cheese eggs?
You drunk, bitch.
You drunk asshole. And then I don't remember the meal.
She took you.
Yeah,
I just don't remember. And the next day, it was just like, yo, you piece of shit.
Yo,
fuck it. Nah, no, the real you. Yeah, and I was like, yeah, you're welcome.
Yeah, that's right. Now I have nothing to hide.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying. Speaking of niggas that have something to hide, it's actually not hidden. It's lost. James Howells. Shout out to Liz. God damn it, she be coming with some 30-yard bombs. Like,
yeah.
Lost a hard drive worth $900 million in Bitcoin. And he's been trying to find this shit for a minute now.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's been a while. And now he's trying to just, like, buy landfills and, like, just find it. But in my mind, I'm like, bro, this is computers. Don't computers have, like, air tags and shit? Like, you can't just be like, yo, find my hard drive.
Nope. That motherfucker been looking for it for years. And now this is like his last resort. His last resort is, yo, I know that I threw it out. Mm-hmm. It gotta be here.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
You know how pissed off I would be, bro? He said that he basically threw it out as he was just like cleaning his apartment.
Oof.
And just like, you know, he just threw it out like if it was some miscellaneous shit.
I'd be mad when I do that shit with like a sock.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, you imagine I would not be able to take a loss that big, bro. I've lost $100 and I'm like, damn, right? Like, what are we doing?
In the doc, you did mention that he's buying the junkyard.
Yeah, he's trying to buy the junkyard.
Yo, that's insane.
Bro, that's a TV show.
Yeah.
Like, we bought a zoo. We bought a junkyard.
You can make the 900 mil back. Just, shoot a season of that. Like, what? I would watch the fuck out of that, man.
It's just going on Netflix next season.
Yo, can you imagine losing something that valuable?
Yo.
And it's a little fucking piece like this?
Yeah.
So, yo, yeah.
Yeah, Wait,
what happened?
Because you said, like, what's the dumbest shit that you lost? Like money? Yo, I don't even know how this happened, bro. I remember I was in my office. I was doing, some live Zoom shit, whatever. Yo, I was so tired by the end of that shit that I was just like, yo, like, I fell asleep in my chair. Almost a sleepwalk, yo. Because I went up and I got into, like, a couch. But I took all my jewelry off, chains, all that shit, bracelet, whatever. Put that shit somewhere. Somewhere is still nowhere to be found, bro. Disappeared off the fucking face of the earth, B.
Damn.
Like 40 bands, bro. I was like, yo. It's like, wait.
Yeah.
Panicking on crazy, bro. And then it was just like, oh, yo, it's insured. You're okay.
It's insured.
You're okay. But in my mind, bro, I was blaming niggas. I was like, yo, it's the cleaning people came and stole that shit. Whoa. I might fuck around and clean my garage, bro, and find 2 gold chains.
Yeah.
Damn.
Oh, that's fucked up. But I can't blame you. I'm like that, too. I'm the kind of bitch, if I don't see something right away, I'm like, which one?
Who took it?
I'm traumatized. I'm sorry. I used to go to DR and get my shit stolen all the time, bro.
Oh, my God, bro.
I'll never forget one time I went to DR as a fucking child. I was probably like 12 or 13. I had this fire fucking iPod, bro.
Oh.
Pink iPod. It was like
the mini?
Yeah, it was the mini joint, and it was hot pink. And guess what? That bitch was motherfucking loaded.
Mm-hmm.
That shit had all of my favorite songs of all time. I take that shit to DR. I put it under our bed. We come back. We had like a big family reunion. Everybody pulled up. Come back. Nowhere to be found.
Oof.
They took my iPod and they took my sister's. I think it was like a GS, a G5.
Oh,
you remember those phones? Yeah, G5.
Yeah.
They stole both of them shits from us. And bro, we made a big ass deal. I was like, yo, like, this is insane.
You call the president this shit?
6 months later, I'm in Brooklyn, motherfucking New York. Guess what arrives at my house? If not my iPod, but in Spanish.
Yo.
They couldn't figure out the settings, so they basically was like, yo, just send it back to her.
Yo, that's crazy. That's
wild, bro.
Yo.
So, I done been through some shit. So, whenever I see something, and I'm like, yo, I just put this right here. Immediately, I'm like, you. You got the eyes, motherfucker. Yeah, yeah. You got the fucking eyes of a bitch who steal, and then you help people look for it.
You damn motherfucker.
That's crazy, because when Lizbelle, why she point at me? Yo,
this is the first person.
I felt like 50 just now. She said, fuck my cousin, fuck Edie's, fuck Andy. I'm like, what is there fuck me for?
Fuck me for?
God damn. Sorry, I gotta resist doing the Theo Vaughn voice when I say this, but probably this is the main reason why I don't gamble, because the dumbest money I ever lost was nothing crazy, right? It was nothing worth crazy, but when I was like 17, I fell for the Fordham Road crate gamblers.
Oh my god!
No.
Yeah,
bro.
I fell for one of them crate wizards, man. I fell for one of them crate wizards. Yeah. I remember I was like 17. I had just got my first check from this summer job I had changing raccoon diapers at the animal shelter, man.
Yo, them niggas, bro, it's so crazy. It's like my pops.
The crate wizards, man. That's what I call them ever since then. And ever since then, bro, completely turned off to gambling, bro.
See?
All it takes is one loss.
Yeah.
All it takes is one loss, bro. And that's why you need degenerate. Not just fathers in the home, degenerate fathers in the home. You know what I'm saying? Because my pops is a DG, and he was just like, no, it's una trampa.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's una trampa. Mira. You see him right here? The crack here right here.
He gonna wing.
Mira, wait. Ah, mate.
Yeah.
You see what I told you?
He gonna wing because they working together.
Uh-huh.
And then when they taking your money, they're gonna go a comprar perico.
Uh-huh.
And then
they're gonna fuma crack.
A fuma crack.
Wait,
Spanish lesson of the day.
For my crack. Yo, crack. That's crack. Yeah. By the way, guys.
Just without the C and the K. Yeah.
I was gonna say that you ask your dad, like, yo, why, how do you know that they in cahoots? He'll be like, oh, yo hacía eso con el primo mío.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They
yeah.
used to do that shit back home.
Yeah, exactly.
You get in cahoots and then you trick the motherfuckers in public.
Yeah.
Yo, that was the first fucking what was this shit called? You Should Be Here.
That was the first. I was gonna say that was Forex back in the day.
Forex,
yeah.
Yo, if you get one pizza box and you get two more pizza boxes and six balls, and you get two people under you, you give this man one pizza box and three balls, and this one pizza box and three balls, and they then find two more pizza boxes and six more balls apiece, and that's how you build generational wealth.
Yeah.
Right.
Also, I love how they don't let you leave if you win.
They be like,
no, hold on.
No.
They be like, papi, you gotta play again. Play again. Come on, double up. Double up, or nothing.
Pan.
Huh?
Don't pan. You just won 200. And pan, you doing good. You on the wrong, pan.
You're doing good. Look, I'm gonna match it.
What?
How?
From where?
How are you gonna do that?
I just saw you lose four in a row.
Yeah.
Like, what'd you got? You got 300?
Yeah.
What the fuck? And it don't be 300. It'd be like $3.50.
Yeah.
Pa comprar crack. Which, by the way, as an unk, one of my favorite musical songs is Don Chesina Tra.
Yeah.
Tera, tra, tera, tra. We're going to do that Victory Light remix, but we're going to call it Kra, 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 Fumate, Kra, Fumate,
Afoma, Kra, Afoma, Kra, Afoma, Kra,
Kra, Kra, Kra, Kra.
To this day, I have no idea what the fuck he says.
Yeah. And this shit on a mini disc. That's how fucking washed I am, bro. You know what I'm saying? What you don't lose when you lose money is time. And time is the most precious gift that we have, especially time with our children. You know what I'm saying? You're a dad. You know what I'm saying? I'm a dad.
Yeah.
You're a mom to many dumb bitches out there. You know what I'm saying? That need guidance. And little niggas too. Like, it's not gender neutral.
Yeah. Rephrase that.
Just children.
I would say I'm a cousin. I'm basically raising
you
my
titi,
cousin.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm a wild titi.
You a wild titi?
I'm a wild titi, bro. I be at school. I be getting phone calls and shit. Fuck ass kids, not even fucking mine.
Yo. Wild D. I'll click that thumbnail. I'll be like, Wild D.
Hold on.
Spank bang.
Wait a minute.
28 minutes.
What is that? 28 minutes. Let me skip to about 14 and a half.
Let's see what's up.
Damn, bro. We can't have nothing nice on this show, bro.
Yo, Alex Cora, who I hate his guts, you know what I'm saying? But this was a noble thing that he did. He's a Red Sox manager, for y'all that don't know. Alex Cora is the manager of the Red Sox. They are a Major League Baseball team. And he got mad heat from the press and the media shit for missing a game against the Mets, you know what I'm saying? It's all about the Mets, baby.
It's about the Mets, baby.
Yeah, it's not about Juan Soto, it's not about fucking Jeff McNeil, it's all about the Mets. So you missed the game to attend his daughter's graduation. What?
Yeah, bro. I don't
like what? Like what? Like I. First of all, for me, I'm like, yo, fuck out of here. Like, that doesn't make any sense at all. First of all, she graduated from college. It's college graduation.
Yeah.
It's not like preschool moving on ceremony, whatever the fuck they call it. It's a college graduation. She's graduated from Boston College, which is in Boston. So
also. He's the manager. He's not in the fucking game.
He's like, not playing.
I can't believe that they kept questioning him about it. He's like confused. Like bro,
what?
It's my daughter.
Yeah. There's four other old Puerto Rican men in here that could do the job I'm doing right now.
Yeah,
and two Dominican dudes. They got it. That's what they got assistant managers for.
But it goes to show what they prioritize. He obviously prioritizes his family. He's just like, yo, this shit is fun. It's cool.
Yeah.
But this is what's important.
Right.
You can't miss. You can't miss shit like that, bro.
Nah, you can't. Because listen, there's 162 games in a baseball season.
Right. I was going to say, yeah, I'm not missing my kid's graduation for some shit I do 162 times
a year. Right. Come on.
Like, please. Listen, anybody that had a problem with this, how about you get in the car and leave the park, all right?
Yeah.
Get out of here.
Go back to your fucking apartment.
Yeah, go back to your fucking apartment in Southie.
Yeah.
All right? And go start a family. With Katrina and them.
Go fly a kite.
And be fucking present with the family you finna start.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure there's a few parents that was like, all right, bro, you could just go to the next one. You could just do the next one.
Oh, yeah, nah.
But if you've ever been a child, you know how important those things are to you and how important it is to have the people who are important to you.
See?
Guess what, bitch? Why am I talking to him like that? Oh, my God. I'm so sorry. To him specifically, it's like, bro, in 40 years, God forbid, cuando ya está... muriéndose, right? When he's on his bed.
Yeah.
Are the fans going to be around him?
No.
Are the fans going to be the one feeding him soup?
Yeah.
No, it's going to be his children. It's going to be his wife. Exactly. So fuck you. Fuck your games. Did they win or lose?
I hope they lost.
Yeah, me too. I hope they won because it just goes to show the motherfucker didn't have to be present.
He didn't have to be there.
He did not.
You know what I'm saying? I didn't do that.
Also, that's the only time anybody has ever cared what a baseball manager has done.
Right.
Like, ever.
Like,
bro.
What? What the fuck? I can't tell you the last thing the Mets manager did. Like,
damn.
What?
I'll tell you right now.
What are we doing?
There's, as a degenerate sports guy, the last two times a manager ever did anything of note was. Mets manager Terry Collins on a hot mic going crazy on the umpire being like, yo, what the fuck is this? This is some bullshit. You gotta give us a shot here, Joey. You gotta give us a shot here. He went like Al Capone, straight spazzed out. The other time was when Recipe's Don Zimmer dared to charge the mound against Pedro Martinez and Pedro hit him with the matador, like, yo, get the fuck out of here, bro, and just hit him with the head roll. That's the last time two managers did anything of note. Nobody cares about that.
Yeah, and even Mero explaining that just now, I didn't give a fuck what he was talking about.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
It just goes to show.
No one cares what managers get up to, bro.
They just be sitting there, like, in a uniform, but fat. Like old. Like, old fat man, like, just sitting there, like, man.
Yeah.
A victory light. A victory light.
Yo, I just cracked the code. Matter of fact, damn. It might be tinfoil fitted time for real, bro.
Shit, bro.
It might be tinfoil fitted time. I may not have it on my head physically, but it's a state of mind. You understand what I'm telling you? The tinfoil fitted never leaves your mind. You know what I'm saying? But I think that there's not really a whole lot of difference between like nerds and sports fans.
Oh, no.
Despite nerds historically being bullied by sports fans, and I will tell you why sports fans can get away with it. It's because sportscasters do all the heavy lifting, and they have cool voices.
Oh, yeah. Right?
You know what I'm saying? Because, yeah, look, yeah, me explaining some nerdy shit is like, the last time Spider-Man was featured in a was actually the first appearance of Black Suit Spider-Man was actually in the 1990s comic book written by, you know what I'm saying? But you switch that up and you go, you know, actually the first appearance of Spider-Man was actually in the 1966 Marvel first big issue, one of the first of its kind, actually.
Actually, Ron, that's a special occasion because Stan Lee showed up nude to the premiere of that comic.
That's right. I remember that like it was yesterday, Chet.
Unbelievable.
Unbelievable stuff. So that's my tinfoil fitted theory, man. I'm telling you, sports fans can only get away with that shit because all those stats are said by cool voiced guys.
Right. Guys,
I gotta agree, bro.
You know?
I mean, Liz Bell smoked 4/8 last week.
Yeah.
For a personal best.
Yeah, yeah. Like, bro, imagine. Dude, that's what I'm saying. Like, so now flip it around. Imagine the nerdy voice, but doing the whole Knicks game.
Jalen Brunson.
Jalen Brunson brings the ball up and passes it into the post to Carl Anthony Towns. Carl Anthony Towns with a spin move to the paint. Loses the ball in the paint. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my goodness. Wait a minute.
The Pacers are going the other way now with the ball. Tyrese Halliburton's pulling up for a three-pointer. No good.
Well, if I be honest,
no good.
If I be honest, neither of these teams were beating the OKC Thunder. Let's be realistic here. All right,
Shai Gilgeous-Alexander is just a tremendous example of an athlete that you think when you look at him, you would say to yourself, "This guy is a foul merchant." But then you watch this game and you understand the fluidity and the know-how and the footwork and everything. It just works tremendously great. Also, did you know?
Hold on, wait. More Jewish, less Cosby.
It was creeping up in there.
It was getting a little too Cosby. It was getting a little too Cosby. But that's what I'm saying, bro. Listen, if sportscasters had that voice, nobody would watch sports.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, that's true. Yo, Nickelodeon got to try that. You know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying?
They did the SpongeBob Super Bowl. Now do like a nerdy version of that and see what happens.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? Make Trey Aikman sound like fucking Myron. You know what I'm saying?
Turn that shit into the Bubble Bowl.
So Cora missed the game for his daughter's graduation. What is something that you are like, yo, fuck them kids, bro. I'm going. I know
a Beyonce concert.
I was about to say. I was like, I know. Don't lie. Don't look at me.
And I do it for the. I do it for the nosebleeds. Actually, if you got me a good seat in the parking lot, I would do it. Don't give a fuck. Don't care. Don't care.
Damn. What's something that I'm like? Damn. I don't even know. I'm gonna need a minute.
Yeah, it's harder for him because he actually got kids.
Yeah.
Like, right.
For me, it's like they don't.
So attend. Do I. I got the answer on deck.
You got the answer on
so
deck.
What's yours?
Yeah, what's yours? Anything?
What?
Like, yo, is Entenmann's like 2 for 5 at the supermarket?
Damn.
Like,
yo, he
what
said,
are you doing?
Yo,
like, I see your niggas every day. Shit.
He said the Auntie Anne's pretzels is 3 for 6.
Worse? Bro.
You want me to miss that?
Yeah.
You getting married, sis. Like, come on. Let's be serious.
Let's be real.
We'll have more of these.
Come on. You might get divorced and get married again. Who cares? Like, yo, come on. I don't even like this nigga, man. Come on, you want me to sit up there and give a speech?
Bro? Oh,
yo,
man.
My daughter, ooh, turn on the waterworks, man, cut it out. Let me tell you something. They got 3/8 when you buy a 1/4 ounce at Rise Patterson.
You see, as a daughter, I would be like, all right, you got it.
You got it, bro. You gotta go get the design. But Dad, I just graduated from School of Art and Design. You're missing my graduation.
Yeah.
It doesn't make sense. And I pull up with the pack that she designed.
It's just mad PS2 cases. Just mad bud and all of them. Like, my daughter did this.
Yeah.
Yes.
Fuck
yeah,
kid.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. I don't got an answer off.
What if Miss Nasty B, Miss B Nasty, invited you out?
I don't know. I don't. Nah, still.
What about the other shorty? A kamikaze? Kameezy?
Oh.
Kameezy? Kameezy!
I don't know her name.
What?
Kazumi, man.
Kazumi.
I just turned into a Jamaican DJ. Nigga said, what?
What?
We love them. No
one. Oh, my God.
What is bad?
So if Kazumi hit you up and she was like, yo, what's up, Rainey? I got 2 tickets to Tokyo.
She already has. It ain't line up correctly. It ain't work out.
He trying to stun on her.
Which is precisely the reason we didn't hang out. Like, she was in New York and she was like, yo, like, what's good? And I'm like, damn, I got the kids this week. My fault. Like,
no lie, Rainey. Next time that happen, bro, call me. I'm a fire babysitter, bro.
Thank
we
you.
Got, we need you there, bro.
Yeah. Oh.
Damn,
it's
son.
Men's Mental Health Month?
It is.
And damn. It's also Pride Month, and I was going to get you some balloons, you know, with a rainbow on it because you gay and stuff.
It sounded like Theo. Theo Vaughn. Yeah.
Why y'all keep saying that?
Oh, my God.
Yo, so... Okay, so there's nothing that you would forego.
I don't know, man. I mean, shit. You know, yo, hey, you know what? If I won a Grammy or something, and then like they had like some weird like no kids rule, then I'd be like, hey, y'all, hey, listen, leave the windows cracked, don't open this door for nobody. All right, I'm gonna be in there for about 4, 5, 6, 7, maybe 8 hours. Who knows? All right. Listen, I got your waters right here. I got your little juices.
Here's a big ass bag of goldfish.
My phone not gonna be on.
So don't even try.
So Godrick, you the man of the car.
You the man of the car
for the night.
Little eyes, Godrick. Okay,
yeah, yeah. He'd be like, yo, okay. Give me a tablet.
And he's a serious ass kid too.
Be like, yo, TMZ.com.
Yeah.
Here, just keep refreshing this.
Yeah.
If you see me on there, then something happened.
And then I want you to, and then Godrick, you remember how Daddy taught you how to take a screenshot, right? Remember how to take a screenshot? Okay, when you see Daddy on the screen, take a screenshot. Make sure my piece is hitting. Make sure my fit busting. All right? You only get one shot at this, Godrick. All right?
You come back to the car, this shit is blurry.
Oh my God, bro.
You're like, you motherfucker! You motherfucker, you!
And then I'm like, coño, pero eso que coño,
coño, coño, coño, no.
No, pero es verdad, uno le pregunta a ustedes por
la mínima vaina.
La mínimo.
No, uno viene para este país para pasar vergüenza.
Para pasar vergüenza, ¿verdad?
Uno viene aquí, ni inglés sabe usted, coño.
Yo. La vaina, mira, una foto le pedí a este tigre, mira, este fucking charlatán, coño, mira esta vaina.
Ajá.
¿Quién es ese?
Yo no sé.
Un fucking fantasma, coño.
Yo.
Un fucking fantasma.
Bro, Dominican
eso
insults.
Mira, yo estaba aquí, mira. Eso era yo con Taylor Swift. Con Taylor Swift, coño.
Con Taylor Swift y con Justin Bieber. No me sacaron la foto con Justin Bieber.
Coño.
Y quién sabe cuando yo me voy a encontrar con él otra vez, coño.
Yo, you definitely find him in like 42.
Yeah.
Justin Bieber capping on the phone.
Yo, Justin Bieber.
Yo, wait. Not Joe Spence Mental Health Month.
Nah, listen, man. Nah, fuck that. Justin Bieber gonna be in like 42 getting pressed by Dominican gangsters. They gonna make him do the. They gonna make him violent. They gonna be like, Diablo, pero. Diablo, pero el tiguerito baila.
El tigre baila. El tigre tiene flow con los pies.
El tigre baila con los pies.
Tire para allá. Yo.
Justin, tírale con los pies.
Yo.
Oye. Porfirio, ve acá, ven a ver.
Malilo, tiene una pista ahí.
Oye.
Tiene un dembow este tigre.
Tírale una pista para que baile.
Justin, baila. Justin, baila. Justin, baila. Justin, baila.
Espera. Oh my God.
Yo, Justin,
literally my worst nightmare, bro.
Hitting the little chimbala steps, bro. Yep. Oh my God, bro.
Hitting the chimbala steps and the fucking the accordion knees.
The accordion knees is crazy.
Like,
yo. What is wrong with y'all, bro?
Yo, bro. What's wrong with us? You know what I'm saying?
What's wrong with us, Lizbell?
Yeah.
Everything.
Everything.
Speaking of shit being wrong and kids. I mean, listen, this is wrong to me. Y'all tell me. We got parent, non-parent, bro. So there's both sides of the aisle here. Okay? And you're a titi. So that gives you a special designation. That's like, my mom's retired. She's F status in the Board of Ed. That means that she's retired, but she can come get a bag and grade tests.
Okay?
Nice. So it's a special designation. You got titi designation. We got pops over here. And fucking super pops over here. This fucking kid... on a plane that was delayed. We all fly. Some of your hero. And that's not a flex. That's just Dominican shit, bro. When you Dominican, bro, you could be broke as fuck.
You are somehow gonna get a flight to DR.
Cuando llegue el Inconta.
Yeah.
El Inconta. Yep. Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? You get the Inconta check, you going to DR.
Mm-hmm.
So we've experienced flight delays. Like, flight delays, not delays like when you at the gate. Flight delays when you are on the motherfucking pressurized cabin of that plane.
Which I ain't too mad at. I'm never too mad at a delayed flight because I'm like, bitch, you know.
Make sure everything's okay.
You know better than me. I don't know how to do this shit. So if you, motherfucker, if you say we not ready to fly, I got you.
That's fine.
Yeah, I ain't too mad.
I'm with you on that because a lot of people are like, ah. I'm like, yo, listen, bro. If there's a gremlin on the wing, nigga, if the pilot is all coked up, I want to know. Like,
exacto.
Delays are cool and all when they're on the ground.
Right.
But when the pilot hit the...
We're going to just... We can't exactly land right now.
What do you mean by that, bro? What do you mean we can't land right now? So I'll be opening the window and I'll be pressing my ear to the window, see if I hear trumpets in the sky. Like, if it's my time, I gotta know, bro.
Yo, it's crazy because I'm like, yo, I'm like, I was gonna say I'm such a dumbass. I'm not. I'm a very intelligent individual, but I am a dumbass in this regard because in my mind, I'm like, nigga, I done flew planes and video games all the time, bro. You just got to find an open field.
Yeah.
And you'll be all right.
Yeah.
It's like, nah, bro, it's not like that at all.
Or actually, you got to hit the Denzel and do 10 bottles.
Yeah. 10
bottles of the fucking in-flight vodka or whatever.
This is why we got a fucking pilot shortage now, bro.
You know what I mean? You flip the joint over. You make it work against gravity. You know what I mean? Everybody going to be all right.
Everybody's good.
Yeah.
But delays are fucking trash. You know what I'm saying? Especially when you just sitting there on the tarmac.
Yeah, that's the worst.
Just waiting for the shit to go. So in these situations, people be doing different things. You might, you know, take a book out, start reading, listen to music. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know, call somebody on your AirPods. Mm-hmm. Don't fucking put your speakerphone on in the phone. I'm gonna fuck you up in the fucking plane. This little girl went and grabbed the fucking the attendant phone, the shit that plays throughout the whole fucking plane, and started singing Moana.
I saw that, bro.
From the Moana soundtrack on a flight that was delayed 2 hours. My question to y'all is, do you let her cook or do you fry her?
Sit the fuck down.
Thank
shorty.
You.
Love
Thank
you.
You.
And guess what? She sounded nice too. She has a nice voice.
Yeah.
Guess what? Not
she
the fucking
little,
time.
She got a little pitchy at the end.
Not the fucking. Now we hit a little critical.
She
okay.
got a little pitchy at the end. You know what I'm saying? She was doing too much.
I'm good, bro. I feel like there's some situations where you got to tell your kid, like, yo, you good and stuff, but just right now is not the fucking time. Because I started watching the reactions of the people on the plane. They started recording videos of just themselves, like, yo, we stuck on a fucking flight for 2 hours. Somebody singing. Shorty's singing. Again, she's on the monitor, so you can't even watch the TV. Like, it's on pause until she finishes.
Bro, you in the middle of, you watching like Dark Knight Returns or some shit like that? And then it's just a
announcement in progress.
I'm like, yo!
Like,
I feel like there's a... Kids are mad cute, right? And when they're talented, it's even cooler.
Then she wasn't.
But no, they it's cool. But I think as a parent, you got to be like, yo, you mad fucking annoying right now, bro. I didn't go hold you.
Yeah.
You, because I had a friend like that growing up. I had a homegirl who was just like that. But she was more so like she loved the attention. She could not sing, bro.
Yeah.
And whenever we were in a room with more than 10 people, she would always say, oh, I want to sing.
Stop.
And she would close off the entire room and she would start singing. Bro, no lie, it sounded like Rihanna without T. Bro, she sounded fucking crazy.
Yo, man.
I would just mush. I would just mush out the way and be like, man, watch out. Yo. And yo, I start.
Yo, nah, bro.
Yeah. Yo, it's the fly guy.
I just start doing Ghostface Killer. But I was like, Snow White, rose, guts red with lasagna cheers. Like all over the plane, bro.
Oh, my God, bro.
From the back
to the front of the cabin. Fuck out of here. Yeah, we had eight ravioli bags.
Yeah. Yo, fuck out of here, man. Yeah, we were sitting in first class, man. I heard a voice in my head told me to jump out the window, yo.
Like, yo, worry. I jump out the window. God had the power to God.
Yeah, exactly. Man, I'd have been
like, celebrating Stiff and Eighth. Yo, I like how Wu-Tang, that they just said that shit and it's like slid under the radar.
Yeah.
Like, they were talking about sniffing an Eighth of Coke, y'all.
Yeah.
Like, you don't sniff weed, guys.
Yeah, no. And also, method, I love, like, when I love, because, like, black people make everything cool, but it doesn't always work. Like Method Man trying to change the meaning of meth.
He was like,
yo, get your, he was like, go get your lighter, get your meth. And I'm like, hold on. Wait, sir. And he's like, you know, cause it's the method. Like you roll that shit, light that shit, smoke it. That's the method. So you got to get your meth. No, that's Clifford.
Words mean thing, man.
Mr. DeKal.
Clifford. That's not possible.
I'm not rolling meth. Imagine rolling meth rocks in a fucking in like a bamboo paper.
Yo,
this is just like pop, 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 pop. You're like,
They already on that. You know who's on that already? The Oklahomies.
Oh, God.
They in Oklahoma's dick smoking.
Smoking meth joints?
Smoking meth Jason Love. Yup. Oh, that's what they doing.
My God. Yo, I thought Grabo was bad, bro.
You see?
Y'all smoking meth in the blood?
Y'all saying that shit and watch the Oklahomians. They gonna come for y'all, bro.
The Oklahomians.
Yeah. Oklahomians.
The Oklahomians.
Demasiado.
Shout out to the Oklahomies, man.
What is, yo? Oh, my God. Shout out to the Oklahomies.
By the way, that was a lie. I just made that up. They're not doing that. I don't know. Maybe they are. Who knows?
They probably are.
Desacreditando la gente.
See? This is the misinformation hour with Radio Lion.
That's right. Yo, it's like Liz Bell said, it's these mics. I don't know what they be doing.
Yo, I don't know, bro. I just be wanting to lie.
Yeah. So much power.
Wow.
I just want to get up here and say anything.
Say shit, whatever. You know what I'm saying? And we were on the topic of Caucasian people. And continuing on the topic of Caucasian people, Drewski, bro, Drewski did one of his, like, to date, one of my fucking favorite shit that he's ever done. When he went full white face with like mad tats and shit.
It wasn't
like that.
Even white face, bro. That shit was a different
like
shade.
I want to
know how the fuck he got that color, bro.
Yo, because it looked real.
Yeah.
I was like, yo, this white boy looked like Drewski. That's crazy.
He went to the same makeup studio that did Face Off.
He got the Sammy Sosa complexion. That's what it was.
Yeah.
That's exactly what he looked like, bro.
Nah, Sammy looked crazy. Sammy looked like a vampire.
Yeah.
Like, Sammy looked like he's been dead for 3 months. Like, that nigga's just you just see the veins, like, decomposing and shit.
Yeah, Drewski looked like, Drewski walking around the hood. Drewski was in East Atlanta looking like a bottle of Pepto-Bismol, bro.
In a bandana.
Yeah.
Which is crazy, because it was, yo, but the whole skit was just like, yo, the one white boy that's, like, accepted by the hood.
Mm-hmm.
And, bro, there was one part of this skit that had me dying, where it was just like, it was an older dude being like, yeah, man, I raised this little nigga in the trap. You know what I mean? And it's just Drewski, mad big and white with like a little smaller dude.
Yeah.
He's just like, yeah, since he was legit, you know, we had him out here trapping in the, you know, he a white boy, but you know, he one of us. And he's like, yeah, shit, you know, but. And then they had him, he was freestyling. He's like, I ain't gonna say it.
My favorite, my favorite clip is when he's in the car and he's like listening to some shit or whatever. And every time the N-word comes up, he goes, he's like me and my trying to get it, you bitch. Like in the fucking whip.
Yeah. So the question was like, yo, is this okay or not? I'm like, overwhelming. Yeah, fuck yeah.
Yeah, 100%.
That shit is fucking funny.
It's fucking hilarious.
I'm like, bro, that's the thing with comedy. We've said this shit 100 times. If you're gonna do something that might be offensive to somebody, if it's funny, it's gonna hit.
Bro,
even to the people that are like the offended party, they're gonna be like, yo, you know what? That was mad clever. I like that.
Yo, bro, Robert Downey Jr. did whole ass full blown blackface.
Yo, bro, black
Tropic Thunder.
With the voice and everything.
And then he became the lead of the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Yo, fam.
I don't wanna hear shit about dick about a fucking Drewski skit, man.
Yo, facts.
Word, and you gotta understand the historical context. Don't tell me that Drewski doing a fucking video cosplaying a white dude from the hood is the same thing as painting your face black and painting you out to be a rapist.
That's crazy.
Like, the whole point of blackface was to depict black people in a negative light.
Yeah.
To make them to look like fucking rapists and murderers was just
crazy.
Motherfucker, you know the difference. Don't play stupid.
Yeah, bro, come on.
A victory light. A victory light.
Robert Downey Jr. in Tropic Thunder, hilarious.
That shit was funny as fuck.
That one Tyler the Creator video, hilarious. Dave Chappelle, whiteface news anchor, hilarious. Bro. The entire Rush Hour franchise.
Yo, yeah.
Yep. Wildly racist.
Yo.
Incredibly peak. Cinema.
Yo.
Yep. One hilarious,
hilarious
bro.
Bob from Martin.
Bob from Martin.
Phenomenal.
Oh, Bob from accounting.
Yeah.
Hey, man.
Bro, he fucking, bro, I'll never forget this. Yo, this line delivery is crazy, bro. Chris Tucker walks up to the fucking, to the bad guy. He goes,
I've been looking for your sweet and sour chicken ass.
Yo, I just watched that shit the other
day. Yo, son.
And I'm like, oh my God,
yo, that whole franchise
is nuts.
That whole franchise is just Jackie Chan going, gotta. And then, Chris Tucker going, Lee. Gotta.
Lee. Yo. Or Jackie Chan walking into some shit like, I don't want no trouble.
Please, yeah. I don't want no trouble.
He'll say that shit and beat the dog shit out of every fucking body there, bro. Yeah. I love Jackie Chan.
No. I don't want no trouble.
Bro, that hit, yo, Rumble in the Bronx.
Yeah.
Rumble in the Bronx was just him on the 12 bus.
Greatest movie of all time, bro.
Yo, beating the shit out of people on the way to Bay Plaza, bro. Going crazy.
Yo.
You are all garbage.
Yeah.
I love him, bro.
Oh man.
You throw motherfuckers in a bag off the oh my God.
Remember, guys, it's always okay to do whiteface and an Italian accent.
That's right.
It's never racist.
You know what I'm saying? Never. Never. It will never be. You know what I'm saying? Especially since Cuomo's like, I like to grab tits because I'm Italian.
Oh my God.
What are you gonna do?
What are you gonna do?
That's insane.
That's nuts.
That's an insane excuse.
Speaking of white people, we're going to stay on white people. You know what I'm saying? Nintendo confirms
yes.
The Zelda movie.
Yeah.
And Hunter Schafer is being considered to play Zelda. You know what I'm saying? It's been a fan cast.
Cool.
And the nerds are fucking up in arms. They're like, dude.
You mean there weren't any biological woman available to be to play this elf?
Yeah, come on, Mark. Right. It's fucking.
There weren't any real women to play this fake woman. That's not even a what's a fucking elf woman.
Women.
That's how y'all sound, man. Get behind some real issues, brother.
Yo, come on, brother.
Here's the thing, right? First of all,
you guys are talking to me like wrestlers. Like, come on, brother.
Yeah, like,
get behind some real issues, brother.
Yeah, like, you think trans people are your enemy? Well, let me tell you something. Hunter Schafer might be the most accurate video game movie casting of all time.
Talk to him, brother.
Like, oh, yeah.
What the fuck?
When I first heard the news, I said, oh, yeah. But, yo, I mean, my take is that this is the most accurate video game movie casting of all time. Like, we've come a long way from John Leguizamo playing Mario. We've come a very long way from that.
I'm trying to remember who was Luigi in that shit. It was John Leguizamo was Luigi, wasn't he?
Oh, wasn't he? Oh, he was.
Yeah, Luigi. The Mario was like fucking Dan Hoskins.
Something like that.
It wasn't even Danny DeVito, which is like, duh, bro, it's right there.
Yeah, he's 4'11", chubby, hello.
Hello.
Like, yeah.
Italian,
you know what I'm saying?
Come on.
But nah, Hunter is like, come on, man. Like, this is, fan casting is like kind of annoying and cringe, but Hunter's the one I agree with. Like, she looks so much like Zelda at a red carpet event. I think it was for Vogue. And she was not cosplaying. She was not, like, Shorty was just dressed for the event and looked exactly like.
Put the shit on the cover.
Yeah, what the fuck? You could have put Hunter Schafer on the cover of Tears of the Kingdom, and I'd have been like, yeah, that's the new Zelda. I need that. That's what
I
need.
Oh, shit, they dropped the cover.
Yo, they dropped the new Zelda. Shit, hell yeah. But we've also seen it go the other way. I'm a big fan of, like, I stand by get the right actor.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, that's just how I feel. That's my take. Sometimes the best representative for a role is not the best choice.
Mm.
We can see, as we see from that bullshit ass Tupac movie.
Yo.
Where they got bro that looked exactly like Pac, but couldn't act worth a fucking shit.
That
right?
was terrible.
And then we got the opposite side where we got Samurai Jack, who was voiced by none other than Phil Lamar, who is not Japanese, who is a full-blown black American man. Nobody bat an eye because bro nailed it. He even like, low-key, the accent was a little racist, but still, he nailed that shit.
Yeah,
so
he got it.
So as far as looks, I'm super into it. And honestly, as far as acting chops too, I'm into it. Like yeah. Hunter was a standout, like a standout fucking actor in Euphoria to me.
Yeah.
Like her performance there showed me everything I needed to see. Like the subtlety, everything. Like,
and it was her rookie role.
And it was her, yeah, you know what I mean? It was her fucking, yeah, it was
debut
right off the bench, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, I fuck with it, man. I think like for a space where people are constantly whining about inaccurate casting, constantly complaining about how movies, video game movies never get it right. This is potentially this is not hyperbole. This is potentially the most accurate casting of any fucking video game movie ever. The only one that comes close is that live action Judge Dredd movie.
Oh yeah,
with bro from
Sylvester Stallone.
Swiss, last
no, 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 no. The remake with
Walton Goggins.
No,
Walton Goggins.
No, no. He was it's bro from The Boys. The main actor from The Boys. No, not Homelander. Whatever his name is, but.
Oh, the white kid. I know who you're talking about.
Butch.
That narrows it down.
There we go, Butch.
To me, it does. Victor.
Hold on, wait, Victor.
Carl Urban.
There we go, there we go.
Eden got it first. Shouts to Eden.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
yeah, first time.
Yo, shout to Eden, motherfucker, in the building, goddammit.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Eden in the building, you know what I'm saying?
Hell yeah.
Filling in for the one and only.
Hassan Insane.
Yeah. But,
he's the only one that can fill that. Okay,
all right.
Yo. Okay.
You see, it got a little weird.
Oh, let me take that. Let me take that clean. Let me take that clean. Okay. This is not hyperbole when I say that Hunter Schafer as Zelda might be the most accurate video game movie casting since Carl Urban as Judge Dredd. Like, ooh. Yeah. So, y'all, like, for all the nerds that stay complaining about inaccurate casting and all that shit, suck it up. She's right there, bro.
I'll tell you what. I think I got you beat.
Oh yeah.
I'm just saying, like humbly, Sarah J and Onion Booty 5. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, that's right. That was a video game first.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh yeah. I did play that on Newgrounds.
It was only on PC.
I did play it on Newgrounds.com. Yes. Yes.
Yeah, oh my god. All right, so listen, my question is, since it's so accurate, and nerds get mad, hoes mad, you know what I'm saying, when the casting is not to their liking, who would you cast?
Just to piss them off?
In a role, yeah, just to piss the nerds off.
Megan Thee Stallion.
Bella Ramsey.
As
well, oh, fuck. As anyone.
Bella Ramsey is anyone.
As anyone. Yo, that poor kid, bro.
Lopez for 40.
That poor, hey,
swish.
Yo, hold on. Hey, hold on. Leave my little homie alone. All right? You're just the big dog talking now. Y'all gonna have to ease up on my dog, Bella, all right? Fucking relax, bro. Fuck is y'all saying? Yeah. Why do y'all need everybody to be fuckable that you watch? That's weird.
Yeah.
Interrogate that. She did great as Ellie, man. Stop playing with me, man.
Yeah, bro. Yeah.
Damn.
Nah, I think
so what if her whole face
weird.
Is in the middle of her head? We gonna have to
fucking ass.
We gonna have to cut that out. Yo, cut that out.
Overruled.
We gonna have to cut that out. But
those faces get very weird, bro.
It does get mad weird. Also, no shade. My face, if I take my glasses off, it get crazy. So I'm speaking from experience. My whole face is also in the middle of my head, bro. So we standing in solidarity, bro.
They just did like this.
Leave my man's yo, leave Bella alone, yo.
Come on,
the fuck. I don't want to hear no more Bella slander in 2024.
Yo, Liz.
Yes.
I was just answering the question for the record.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, Bella Ramsey. You know what I'm saying?
No, mine would be Megan Thee Stallion.
In anything.
I don't know. Yeah, Megan Thee Stallion in what's a good game? Grand Theft Auto.
Ooh.
Yeah. Instead of CJ, it'll be Megan.
Yo, give me Meg Wonder Woman.
She might actually
go crazy on that.
Yeah. Bruh. Yeah, she's tall, fucking, you know what I mean? Like, yeah, strong as fuck.
No, it works.
Yeah.
But boy.
Yeah, you seen the way she flipped Cardi over on that stage?
She's strong as hell.
She's strong as hell. Like, yeah. Now, you know who I would cast? I would cast...
I got a nasty one that's gonna make
let me guess, a porn star?
No,
listen, you know who I would cast as Solid Snake in the Metal Gear Solid movie? Hassan Campbell.
Yo, word to my mother, I'm not hiding in this box.
Yo, hey, word to my mother, I'm not fighting this freaky vampire.
Yo, let me tell you something. He touched kids.
Yo, Mantis, Psycho Mantis, what kind of name is that?
Word.
That's the 10th member of Wu-Tang. I'm not fighting him.
I'm here to tell you right now that to infuriate every single fucking Caucasian man in the world, I'm redoing Rocky.
Oh my God.
With Whoopi Goldberg. With Whoopi Goldberg as Rocky.
I support.
With Whoopi Goldberg as Rocky, dog. With Whoopi Goldberg as Rocky.
No, it has to be a video game.
Actually, wouldn't it make them more upset if you recast Whoopi Goldberg as Adrian?
Oh my God.
It's Rocky, but down with the swirl.
Yeah. Yo. And it's just, yo, and it's just a Robert De Niro biopic at that point.
Yeah. Oh my God, bro.
But yo, no, wait. It has to be a video game though. Whoopi Goldberg in Punch Out as Little Mac.
Yes, Little Mac. Whoopi as fucking Sonic the Hedgehog. What's up?
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
I would love that.
Anthropomorphism.
She'd be like, you know, Knuckles, it's hard to, I understand that you're not as fast as me, but you're going to have to keep up, right?
Yeah,
it's not easy being blue and fast.
But I can't do the loop-de-loops like you, Whoopi.
Listen, all right, listen, as a blue woman in this field.
As a blue woman in this field. And you know the costume work is gonna be nasty.
Oh my God.
Because they just gonna dye her dreads blue?
They're gonna make three wicks.
She's gonna look like Gunplay?
Yeah, she's gonna look like Gunplay, bro.
Oh my God, man, bro.
Yeah.
You know, this doctor, Eggman, Dr. Robotnik. I mean, is he even accredited? What's going on? What's his problem with me?
What's going on? Yo, remember when they did that show on HBO, the John Adams shit, and they had Paul Giamatti?
Hey.
I'm putting Whoopi in that. Whoopi as John Adams.
Yo.
I love how this started as video games. Now he's just naming anything.
No, because this, you just found something, bro. I think that the best way to, we can't do much to retaliate, but we could get revenge. I think that we should get all of the most beloved movies, characters, all of the things that white people love.
And just have Whoopi in every role.
Yeah.
Titanic, Whoopi.
Yeah.
We take all of the things that they love, bro, and we turn them black and brown.
Yo, you know, as a kid, it's gonna be really fucking, I swear to God, as a kid, I thought, I didn't know how to pronounce Whoopi's name.
Stop.
So I would just say, Whoop.
What is wrong with him?
Yo, listen, Victory Light, you know what I'm saying? It's Radio Vaidi, I've got Rap Guy, Liz Bolotis, some bitch in New York City, I'm about to find out. You want to keep running, you want to do Rap Flap. We got Ed and filling in for
Hassan Insane.
Victor Lopez, goddammit, in the motherfucking building to Phil Jackson and this shit, except he's not racist, y'all. You know what I'm saying? This is Victory Light, bitch, we'll be right back. Cause what the fuck else are we gonna do after that?
That's right, baby. And be sure to tune in to the new Sonic the Hedgehog movie starring Goldberg.
Literally, like. A victory light.